Hey, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
Brent Minnick.
It's Brent. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, doing good myself. Thank you for asking. Can you help me with your business phone number?
Business phone number?
567-900-3284.
All right, thank you for that, friend. Let me just pull up the account real quick here, okay? Hold on. All right, thank you for calling. So there we go. I do have your account here. Let me just confirm you're calling about your business, the JRB Foundation Repair LLC. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. What can I do for you today, sir?
We're trying to get the profile verified on Google. And we're trying to do the live video verification.
Well, absolutely. Let me just go over with your account here, especially with your Google business profile. Just give me one moment. Let me just hit, hold on. Thank you for holding. So I'll go ahead and reach out with our Google team to look for a Google representative. I just wanted to confirm that you already have that Google Meet app downloaded in your phone.
We do. And okay. There are currently two profiles for my business. One is a it just with my address, and the other is a service area business. I'm not sure if you're able to see both of those.
I think we can only see one. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, which one do you see?
The one that has your business address, that 23191 address on it.
Okay. Are we able to change that to? I have another one made that I have access to as a service area. Are we able to verify the service area one?
Unfortunately, we don't have access to it, but if you'd like us to help us to help you with that as well, you have to give us access to it, like as a manager access. Give them.
Okay. So what? Hold on 1 second. I'll do that right now.
My wife's been being denied too, then, huh?
It could be. Okay. Okay, what is the email that you need access for?
We only have a code. I'll dictate you the numbers. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You can put that on the email address tab. These are the combination of numbers. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, go ahead. Yes,
5525.
5525.
546.
546.
200.
You said 200?
You are correct. 200.
Okay. Local Splash listings?
You are correct, sir.
Okay, I just added.
And let me also have... Wonderful. I'll go ahead and check that as well, but I'll go ahead and check this with our back office team because I believe we're trying to do the live video verification with the existing one that we created with the address on it because every profile doesn't have the same availability of live video verification.
Okay.
So let me just check with them if we can possibly do that. Just give me one moment, please. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Does it matter which one? Other than we probably have to rebuild the other one then, huh?
Well, you only want one, and then if we decide to change it,
like, if we decide to, like, change you to a service area business, we have to do this all over again. We don't want to do that. So we want to get this right the first time. So,
right. So yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
All this shit again.
Hell no.
This sucks.
I know. This sucks. Service area.
I'm wondering if that's why I haven't been able to get approved, like whether you're trying to do the wrong thing or something. Because we did it, what, 5 times?
But, no, it...
I'm still waiting, Brent. I'm still waiting for our back office team to respond with the other one here. Let me just confirm, because I noticed that the other profile that you gave with Access Cut now, it only says GRB Foundation Repair. It doesn't have LLC on it. Is it already verified, or... still need verification.
Yeah, it still needs verification.
In terms of documents that you have, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The legal business name for the business does have LLC. Will I need to change that on so that it reflects that on the profile?
Well, it actually depends on whatever documents you have. If you said that the legal business name that has LLC on it, so technically we're going to stick to the one that has LLC on it. It always depends with the business documents that you can provide to Google. Because you're going to verify with the other one that you give us access to, the one without LLC, and your documents shows LLC on it, they might not going to approve to have it verified.
Okay, I'm going to change the name right now. I'm going to change the name of the service area one to have LLC on it.
What are the service areas that you are showing there? Because I believe that we're also advertising it to different service areas. Are you concerned about the address showing on the Google profile?
Yeah, we don't have really a business, a storefront for visitors to business. And I thought Google best practices were to have, you know, like a service area business listed as such.
So technically we're just going to hide the address then, correct, sir?
Right.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then we don't need to have the other one to be verified. Because we can always hide the address, though. And if during the live video verification, you can always, you know, inform Google representatives that you don't have a storefront address and you should be good to go.
Okay. Will that affect my visibility at all?
Not at all. But if you're concerning about, let's say, like Apple Maps or voice searches, then definitely yes. You won't get up here to those unless you'll have your address to be visible.
Okay, let's go ahead and just, because we have access and everything is set up on the address one, the one with the address visible, let's go ahead and get the live video call for that one then.
Okay. I'm just waiting for them to get from Google representatives. Yeah, just stay on the line for me, okay? Thank you for being so patient. I'll be right back.
So we're going to go ahead and go with this one that has this address visible, that has LLC already in it. And we'll verify this one. It won't be listed as a service area business, but it probably won't make a big difference. I want you to be able to.
Brent, thank you for patiently waiting, sir. I'm still looking for an available Google representative to do the live video verification. I would be needing most of your time today. Give me another 1 to 2 minutes.
Can you say that last part again? I didn't catch that.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're just waiting. We're still on the queue. We're still waiting for our Google Live representatives.
Okay.
I would be asking at least another 1 to 2 minutes here.
Yep, we're here. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brent, thank you for patiently waiting, sir. So we already discussed this with our Google Web representative right now, and they actually confirmed that the availability of the live video verification already expired on the 14th. So what we're going to do here is we've created another ticket again. They will try to have it enabled within the day, but normally it takes 3 days.
3 days?
You were correct. That's the time frame they gave us.
And how long do they how long do I have after that 3 days, after that gets enabled?
Once you completed the live video verification, of course, with the Google representatives, if they give you if it's already approved, then it would become live within 24 hours.
When I get that option to do a live video, how long do I have that option for? You said that mine expired on the 14th.
Yes. So normally they only give us at least 5 days to have it completed, but I did check security. They actually gave extension. I believe the live video verification was available since June 23rd.
Okay. Well, so will I get an email stating that this option is available?
You are correct, sir. So once the live video verification is available again, we have a dedicated team who is actually doing a follow-up call and also been sending emails as well to notify you.
Email and follow-up call. Okay. And I should be getting that within the next 3 days?
You are correct, sir. I would be happy to even monitor your account here, actually.
Business day? Should I expect it by the end of the week on a Sunday, or?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's business days. Yes, I did not.
Business days, so probably mid-next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, or something?
Probably Tuesday, Wednesday, Tuesday, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you. And, yeah, I'll be on the lookout for that call. Is that to this number?
Of course. Okay. You are correct for the same number we're calling you from.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Have a great day, Brent. Stay well.
Yep. Bye.